Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Yud Dalid, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Again, today is like a Bavli looking daf in terms of length. Usually the Yerushalmi dafim are shorter, so we'll have to just stay mostly on the daf today because of the length of the daf and the length of the words on the daf and the length of the shir that we allow ourselves in terms of time. But it again is a major sugya, which parallels the sugya in the Bavli. So if you remember, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And the machlokas was whether lo socha, lo sochlu, lo yachel, all of that, does that automatically mean an isser achila and an isser hana? That was Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Or Rabbi Yavo says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, not true. It says lo sochal, it means don't eat. When it wants to say asr bana, it says asr bana. Right, two different shitas. So now we have a third shita. This third shita in the Bavli is known as Chizkiyah, but here it's a different version of Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbanan de Kesarin. We are up to about seven lines up from the bottom of Yud Gimel Beis. Rabbanan de Kesarin, Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a different view, a third view. Kamakam shenemar lo socha lo sochlu. When you have an active don't eat lashon, then it's not an isra hana. It says don't eat. It means don't eat. Or it doesn't include achila. Lo se achel, lo ye achel. But if it's a passive version, shall not be eaten. Not don't eat, but shall be eaten. Atove isra hana, isra achila. So then it's included. So it depends on the vowels that each of the words have. Binyav shebekula, and what is the source? Here, binyav means, what is the source? The source is the pasuk about dam chatas, a special din, that if dam chatas, the dam of a carbon chatas is brought in, too much in the Mishkan where it's supposed to be, that could pasul the dam and the carbon, special din that's quoted in Vayikra. So, v'chol chatas, asher yuva midama el oel moed l'chaper bakodesh, any chatas that is brought, midama el oel moed l'chaper bakodesh, lo seyachel, v'eshti saref. So it's a double lashon. It shall not be eaten. So we know. And one second, if it's going to be burned, you know you're not going to eat it if you have to burn it. So why does it say shall not be eaten? So it must be. It can't even get hana'ah from that. So that's where we know. That's where this version of Rabbi Yochanan knows that it depends on the lashon, if it's active or passive. And if it's passive, it's meant to include lo se achel. Right? The Karbonada explains. How does that mean? Lo, you shall not eat it. That means don't eat it. It shall not be eaten means usually you sell things, that's the basic hana, but you sell food usually to be eaten. So lo seyachel, lo yachel means it shall not be eaten by anybody else either. So the stam hana, says the Korban Eda, stam hana li de'achila heim ba'os shelokeach bidamim dvar ma'achal. Okay, says the Gemara, Tani Chizkiya, Misayel Rabbi Yochanan, Chizkiya, again, in the Bavli, this is known as Chizkiya's shita, but now he brings a riot to this last shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is the one that we are focusing on now, number three. Right, it says non-kosher fat, chalev of an ox or a kesev or an ez, you're not allowed to eat. Leza davenemar. So the Braisa says, well, what is this? Leza davenemar v'chalev nevela v'chalev treifa yasalach homalacha. So that's the Gemara. Once you have a pasuk, don't eat. So what is the on the other pasuk telling me that you could use it for malacha, meaning the Bryce is assuming, what do you mean? Of course you could use it for malacha. If you just says don't eat it, so then obviously you could use it for malacha. This Bryce is assuming that there is no automatic isra hana. There is no automatic isra hana when it says lo sochlu. So what does it mean? Lo ye aseh l'chol malacha. There is no automatic isra hana. So afilu l'machaz gavoa is teaching me that this chelev, if you have chelev of nevela, the chelev of a nevela, of an animal, that usually nevela has not only usr to eat, but nevela has tumas nevela, right? It's an avatuma. So here we're saying that the chelev, here in this case, does not have the status of nevela, and therefore you could even use it in a kadshim context, to smear, right? Says the Karbana Eda. L'kaksiv yasal chom l'cha afilu umleches gavoa ein achilev b'chal nevela, v'inuchoshish l'tuma. You don't have to worry about the tumma of this nevela, because chelev is not called nevela. So therefore, you see from the whole mentality of the brisa that there's no automatic iser hana. And we have other examples as well as the brisa continues. From the fact that it says don't eat blood, leza davar nemar rakadam lo sochelu al aratish b'chenu kamayim. That's the pasuk in Re'eh, I think. So once it says don't eat blood, what do you need the pasuk for to tell me treat it like water? Again, the mentality is that there's no automatic isra'na. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that blood is like water. So why do you need the pasuk for? Did this be a separate halacha? Ma'amayim machshirin afadam yehei machshir. Just like water is machshir, so too blood is machshir. Again, one of the seven liquids that are machshir l'kabal tuma. Remember, we quoted in the past, machlokas Rashi Ramban, in Lumdis, in Parsha Shmini, Rashi based on Chazal, the Gemara in Maseches Chul, and Rashi says, it doesn't have a, why does it have to become wet before it becomes tamei? Right? Any fruit, any, tumas ochlen. Right, a cucumber, anything has to become wet before it can be mekabel tuma. Why is that? So Rashi explains that there's no shame ochel. No shame ochel. It's not fully finished, completed as food until it becomes wet. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch explains there in the mitzvah that maybe it's because you wash fruit or vegetables before you eat it, and that's why that gives it a status of a shame ochel. So that's the Rashi. The Ramban there says, no, Ramban says, no, this, it's a food beforehand. But there's some type of spiritual pores that are not open until the water allows the tumah to be conducted, so to speak. And therefore, that's a different lashon that the Ramban has, Kabbalistically. So again, that's Hachshara, and that's all about Maseches Machshirin. You gotta wait till the end of Maseches Machshirin to get the list of the seven. Yad Shach Adam, but here at least we include one. You have the water and the blood. So continuing the Braisa. Mima Ashba Shenamr, lo sochol kol nevela. It says, don't eat nevela. Leizan davar nemar, la ger shevesh arecha tizan av achala. So why does it say, give it to the ger? Why does it say to give it to the ger? Of course you give it to the ger. If it's only asher b'achila, so then ger here doesn't mean a ger, full ger, because that's a Jew. You're talking about a ger toshav. So why do you have to tell me that you're allowed to give it to a ger toshav if it just says don't eat it? So teach me that a ger toshav is allowed to eat nevela. Or to teach me that he's in that category. So this relates to a machlokas and Maseches Avodah Zarah in the Bavli. Chaim Kadievsky says, right, you could read this line according to a number of the opinions there. Which opinion of what a ger toshav is this referring to? Is this referring to a different, what is a ger toshav? Is a ger toshav somebody who accepts Sheva Mitzvahs? Is a ger toshav somebody who accepts to do more than Sheva Mitzvahs? There's a Rashi in Yevamos about keeping Shabbos, which is dafka what he's going or not allowed to keep. But the, Rav Chagdievsky explains, maybe this Gemara is going to like the opinion of a ger toshav that is only if he accepts to do all the mitzvahs, but he doesn't have to eat kosher. That's another opinion. So that's what this pasuk is referring to. Balodiacha ger toshav al chabon nevelas doesn't have to eat he's allowed to eat the non-kosher nevela, an animal that died without shechita. Right? The Karban Eida tries to learn it according to the other opinion, shekipa lav shev mitzvahs beinoach, mutal achilo nevelas. Right? Chavimina could be only to others. Okay, we continue. Again, all these are examples where the Braisa is assuming there is no automatic Isser Hana'ah. Mimashva Shenemar Basar Basar, the Trefa Lo Sochelu, Trefa, Matam, it says you can't eat in the field of Trefa. I think we discussed in the last year about that Dasa Kini Mali Tosfus about Trefa and the dogs and the sheep. We did it in the last year. Matam, Allah Malakil Atashlichano, so 2 years ago. What do you need that, give it to the dogs? It says it's also to eat. So of course you give it to your dog. Why do you have to say the heter of give it to the dogs? Oh, so atamash lech lekelef, that, meaning trefa, you could give to the dogs. The ain atamash lech lekelef, chulin, shenish chudu bazara. But if you have chulin that was shechted, a non-carbon that was shechted in the azara, that becomes azar bana. And that you can't give to the dogs. Why would Dafka pick that one out of all the things to exclude? So the Gemara talks about how that is, how is that similar to Trefa? How is that similar to Trefa? Period. Again, also remember what we said a couple of days ago. The Gemara here quotes Trefa and Nevela. Trefa and Nevela, again, are two different Isurim, but they have an affinity. Reb Chaim points out, based on the Rambam, that they even are mitzarif to each other, because they must have one shame Isur. Nevela and Trefa. We don't say that Nevela is an animal that died without Shechita, and a Trefa, which has some other type of mortal wound, it's a perfect shechita, but it's a trefa. Right? No, it doesn't work that way. It means that there's a problem in the chalosh shechita also. That's a trefa. The trefa is connected to nevela. Again, I said that was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. They say that nevela was, again, is not a shechita, and trefa is also not a shechita. It looks like you did a perfect shechita. But trefa prevents the chalosh shechita. The chalosh shem shechita, that's what the lumdis, that's what the connection between the two. We mentioned a couple of rayas last time. I think another raya, if I just remember, the big raya by Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua. Usually the halach is, I think the fourth parak in Chulin, parak Behema Mekasha, talks all about if you shecht an animal, and it's a pregnant, and all of a sudden inside there's an animal that's born. So midah raisa, the shechita of the mother, works for the child, works for the fetus, the offspring. The offspring doesn't need shechita midah raisa. Midah rabbanan marasayin, so we do the shechita, but midah raisa doesn't need. But the halacha is that if the mother was a treifa, so then the shechita doesn't work for the child. And the question is, what do you mean? There was a perfect shechita on the mother. So it has a treifa. Isn't treifa some external problem that the mother has? So what does it have to do with the treifa? The shechita should work for the baby, right? Why should it not work? The answer is no. Treifa means it's not a perfect shechita. And therefore, the mother didn't have a perfect shechita, and that's why it doesn't work for the ben pakua, for the baby that's the offspring that's inside. Okay, there's other rise to that, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. So we have a machlokest amoraim. When it says in the Torah, don't eat something, does that also mean don't get benefit from it? Yes or no? And also, does that, maybe there's a difference between how the Torah formulates it. Don't eat or it shall not be eaten. Those are the three shitas that we had here on Daf Yud Gimel. So now we say, Mastisa Masayel Adain, Mastisa Masayel Adain. There's going to be a braisa that supports each of the shitas. Mastisa Masayel Rabba Lazar. There's a braisa that supports Rabba Lazar. Rabba Lazar was the first shita. Lazar says, every lo sochal includes lo yeachel. Mastisa Masayel Rabba Lazar, lo yeachel chabetz. The pasuk says, lo yeachel, it shall not be eaten. La sos es ha-ma'achil ka'ochel. To teach me, not only lo yechel, not just you don't eat it, but it cannot be eaten. You can cause someone else to eat it. Lo says a ma'achil ka'ochel. So Gemara says, really, is that what we darshan? Ata omer la'asos ma'achil ka'ochel. And therefore the ma'achil will get also get malchus. Not just lifnei iver, but malchus. So should you say that this pasuk is teaching me ma'achil ka'ochel, o'enu el alo serbana, or is it teaching me that it should, this aserbana? So Gemara says, no. K'she'omer, the losocha, love chametz. The pasuk already says, don't eat chametz. Halamanu shu aserbana. That already teaches me that it's aserbana. Right? You see from this braisa, right? That it's automatic. Right? If it says, don't eat, it includes hana. Matam olam alo ye'achel chametz, la'asos ha'machel ka'ochel, divrei Rebbe Yoshia. Rebbe Yoshia shita mirrors Rebbe Lazar shita. Blood that says, every time it says don't eat, it means no benefit. And that's this first shita. And therefore, there's an extra pasuk to teach me, lasos ma'achil ke'ochel. I don't know if this is a remez. There's a big lumdis in Lifnei Iver. If you remember, as is asked in 7 or 8 different sugyas, how do we understand Lifnei Iver? Klali prati. When I violate Lifnei Iver, is that Lifnei Iver, all Lifnei Ivers are, you know, one scorecard in Shamayim for all the Lifnei Ivers. Lifnei Iver of Nevela, of Yayin and Nazir, of Aver Menachai, all the Lifnei Ivers, it's all Lifnei Iver. What do I say? No, Lifnei Iver of each Avera is a little bit of that Avera. It's Prati. Lifnei Iver of Nevela is a little bit Nevela. Lifnei Iver of Chelev, a little bit of Chelev. Ralamai Nafkamina, many Nafkaminas. The one I like the most is the Machlokas Balama Ramban, and that is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three. Is that Yehari Val Yavar? Machlokas, you have to give your life if somebody says, go convince Reuven to kill Shimon. Right? You have to give your life for that. Lifnei Iver of the Big Three. So again, if it's the general Lifnei Iver Klali, then you don't. It's not one of the Big Three. But if you say it's a little bit of the Big Three, so then you could, it's open the possibility that it'll be that. So maybe here the Gemara says, it's not just Lifnei Iver, it's Machil Ka'ochel. Right? So maybe that's the Merame, is that regular Lifnei Iver would be Klali, and therefore this is Prati. This is an Isser of Chamis. Okay, maybe just a remes. That's Rabbi Yoshia reflects the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, no, ain't no tzarech. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, you don't need a separate pasuk to teach me Machal Ka'ochel. Why? It's a Kavachomer. Uma Shratzim Kala Masa Bemes a Machal Ka'ochel. If Shratzim is a low level Avatoma. Right? It doesn't, it's not Chayef Kares. So Shratzim, and there Shratzim, you're not allowed to feed. Machal Ka'ochel, there the Mefarshim here quote the Pasuk, Lo Sochlum. It says elsewhere that you're not allowed to feed it to your kids. So if by Shratzim you're not allowed to feed it, Chametz Achomer, Nadin Shanasebo Amas Machal Ka'ochel. So surely by Chametz, it's Chamur. Omatam Aloma Lo Yeachel Chametz. So what's the extra Pasuk of Lo Yeachel Chametz? Labakasev El Oser Bahana. So it must be to teach me Oser Hana. So that Shita is reflecting the Shita of the second Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Lo Socha doesn't automatically mean in Iser Hana. Begin dechsiv lo ye'achel, since it says lo ye'achel, hami lo sochal, less, right? Leshma minaklum. So the Brisa says, it's because it says lo ye'achel. That's why you include the Iser Hana. From the word lo sochal, you wouldn't have learned anything. Father Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, and that would be a Messiah that's approved to Rabbi Yochanan. Good. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir, in this past year, by Parsha's Emor, that, you know, interesting, we have three different sources he quotes in Chazal for the concept of Lahazir Gedolim Alaktanim. Right? One of them is here by Shratzim, Lo Sachilum. lo sochlum lo sachilum. But the emar v'yamarta one, that lashon is only at the beginning of Tumas Kohen, by Tumas Kohenim. Emar v'yamarta. So as he explains beautifully there, he says, when parents have to educate children, they have to do their best. They also have to make sure that the environment is conducive, that it doesn't contradict the education that the parents want to give. And the schooling doesn't have to contradict. It all has to be, you know, all one. But, you know, if the environment outside is not conducive, then the parents can have to say it again and again. Again and again. Amar v'amarta. So, explains the Zayin LaTorah by the other context where the Torah tells us, don't do this aveira, like by eating shratzim, like here. Okay, the parent doesn't have to go overboard in terms of like emphasizing, because we hope that it's in a appropriate environment. But by Tumas Kohanim, these kids are going to school, and their friends are going to cemeteries, and they're not allowed to go to a cemetery. Right? Dafka here, the environment, but Dafka, even if they go to a very kosher environment, but they're Kohanim, and they have a higher standard of what, and everybody else is doing other things, and I'm not allowed to do this. So he says, that's why it's a emar v'amarta. You gotta say it again and again, because the environment is not gonna, work with the Kohanim. Therefore, that's why the double lashon there is Emar v'Amarta. Look here in the Zayin LaTorah, beginning of Emar. Period. Lo yasek batana v'kirayim. So the Mishnah said at the beginning of our perek, you're not allowed to, once chametz becomes usher, you're not allowed to use it for fuel. Avar v'hisek, what if you did? What if you did? Does that usher the food, the oven? So the Gemara says it depends. Yebakada, there's a Tosefta that we're only going to quote the last line here. Im chadash yutatz. If it's a new oven and the first time you fired it up, you use this isser hanah of chametz, you have to destroy the oven. Because the first time that an oven is heated, it solidifies it. And forevermore, there's going to be hanah from that solidification. And therefore, if it's a new oven and you use chametz to create it, you got to break it. Im yashan yutatz. But if it's an old yutzan, if it's an old one, just let it cool down. Let it cool down, and therefore there's not going to be any more hana from the chametz. Right? This in the Bavli relates this to the sugya of zevizegorim. If you have two different sources, you know, what do we paskin? So it's interesting here. The Bavli, we paskin zevizegorim is mutter. The Rambam paskins, even though here it says if it's new yutatz, but it could be that we don't paskin that way because zevizegorim is mutter. Period. And then the end of the Mishnah. So the rest of today's daf, which again, I started off today by saying it's a Bavli looking daf in terms of size. The rest of the daf is going to be related to this machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. As we know, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn your chametz. And the Chacham say, no, you don't. Get rid of it in any way possible. V'dinhu. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the source, Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to burn the chametz? A din. It's a kalvachomer. Ma in pigol v'nosar. Pigol, you thought during the avoda, the Kohen thought about doing something la'achar zmano. As I mentioned, pigol gets tremendous amount of press in Chazal, like 80 daf, like 30 daf in, 30 to 40 daf in Zvachim, and another 30 to 40 in Menachos, tons of pages about pigol. And nosar is left over. So ma, in pigol v'nosar, she'ena b'bal yirabai yimatzei, einu ela b'sreifa. If pigol and nosar, there's no iser to have it in your house, and yet you have to burn it, chametz shu'b'bal yirabai yimatzei, einu din shlo yei ela b'sreifa. Chametz, which is also by Rabbi Yematze, for sure you have to burn it. That shows there's more chamur. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda, if you ever have a kal v'chomer, and it doesn't turn out just to be a chomer, but also to be a kula, then you don't darshan the kal v'chomer. Kol din sh'ata din t'chilas olahachmer, v'sofa lahakel eino din. You can't say a kal v'chomer if you're going to end up a kula in the other direction. And how are you going to have a kula in the other direction here? Ha im lo nisman alo ar. That means if you don't find fire, you say, you're like Rabbi Yehuda, so you're going to have to look for fire. And if you don't find fire, a fire word, yeshiv lo v'lo yavir, you're just going to sit, oh, I can't do the mitzvah. You're going to sit and do nothing. Amar Torah tashmisu zormi batechem. The Torah says, do tashmisu. So there's a kula that, because you're not going to end up doing the mitzvah. You're going to say every time you burn without burning, every time you destroy without burning, you're not going to do the mitzvah. That's a kula by chametz. Right? So we don't want to say a kal v'chomer where it's going to end up being a kula by the chamor. So that's the chachamim back. So the chachamim knock out that kal v'chomer. So before we continue the brisa with the chametz discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we quote three or four other examples where we have this concept of don't say a kal v'chomer if there's going to end up being a kal by the chomer context. Shotebo, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Isha ki sazriya v'yold zachar. If a woman has a baby boy, matam alomar, right? Matam alomar. Why did it say the word zachar? It says right afterwards bris milah. So obviously we're talking about a baby boy. So why does he have to say the word boy, Zachar? Lefishinamar v'tamashivas yamim. Dot, dot, dot. Uba yom hashmini yimol. So shomea ani biyotzei chai shumetami yasimu tumas leita. I would have known that only if the baby comes out alive is there tumas leita. Right? 7 for a boy and 14 for a girl. Minayin liyotzei mei shumetami yasimu tumas leita. How do I know if Rachmana litzlan there was a stillborn that would also cause tumas leita? Again, as long as the baby was formed, the Mishnayos and Nida talk all about how late in the process. Rabbi Yehuda, Hari Anidon, Kal Vachomer, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ma im biyotzei chai, Sheina metameis imo, skip the next few words, if a baby is born alive, he's not metame his mother, the eshabayim imo, or somebody with the mother, lo oel tumas shiva, a baby that's born alive does not create tumas meis, mitami yasimo tumas leida, but does create tumas leida, 7 and 14. So a live baby, which does not create tumas meis, but does create tumas leida, hayotze meis, shu mitami yasimo. But if it's stillborn, that is mitami imo. Skip the next few words. Vesabayim imo lo'ola tumas shiva, enodichi tami yasimo tumas leida. So a baby that's not born alive, that creates tumas meis, surely should create tumas leida. So it's a kalvachomer that a stillborn creates tumas leida. Armad al-Rabbi Yehuda, again the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. If you're going to end up having a kula by the chomer context, you can't say the kal vachomer. What's the kula here? The kula is what? You're going to say that a stillborn has tumas leida those days, but tumas leida always goes with taharas, yemei tohar. So you're going to tell me by the stillborn there's going to be yemei tohar? That can't be. Ha'im tiyar achayas imo, yitaraf amesis imo. Right? You should have the 33 and the 66. So therefore, that would be a kula. That would be a kula by a stillborn, and therefore you can't say the kal vachomer. So in Mozachisi min adin leficha chamer Torah zachar l'rabbi says ames. That's why you can't say the kal vachomer. The only way would be a drasha, zachar, the extra word to teach me another zachar creates tumas yoledes, and that is even a stillborn. Good. Ubayam hashmini, that pasuk, if you remember, the Taz uses. Rav David Cohen is a big posek in New York. Has many, many svarim. One of them is a little safer called HaTaz HaYadua, right? The known Taz, right? This is the Taz that Minchas Chinuch quotes 14 times, in a sefer. The Taz that says, the Chachamim, right? What was his Kasha? His Kasha was in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, he says this in Yoredeya too, that we know Chazal asered musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif, so we should aser blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? It's a musical instrument, not just when it falls down on Shabbos, on a weekday. So what does the Taz say? The rabbis do not have the power to aser something that the Torah says this is mutter. Right? So if they say you can't blow shofar when it falls on a Shabbos, fine. You'll blow when it falls on a weekday. But the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Chacham are going to say never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Right? So that's why I said, and this answer to Tosas is Kasha. Tosas says, why didn't they say you can't do bris milah on Shabbos? Just like milah, just like you might come to carry the knife. So you just like the lulav and shofar. So no, it's as if the Torah says explicitly, you do milah on Shabbos. This pasuk, ubayom hashmini yumo b'zer olas afilu b'Shabbos. Totally extra pasuk. So the Torah says, do it on Shabbos. So the Chacham can't say, don't do it on Shabbos, ever. And there are other examples of that, but again, the Minchas Chinuch loves that Taz. Tavkuf peches sifhei. It's also in the Nyoradeya, but that's the Taz. Kayotze bo, continuing, skip the next five words. Sukko shall call davar. Right, the Tanakhama here says, you're allowed to make your schach with any material that grows from the ground, as long as it's not makabel tumah, any material. Shai Rabbi Yehuda Omer did no sein. Shalote yasukah boi elam yarbas aminim. Rabbi Yehuda says a kavachomer. You should only be able to make your sukkah with lulavs and hadasim and aravas. That's it. Why? Ma'im lulav shein noi boi elaskeb yamim. Eino boi elab arbas aminim. Lulav, which is only a daytime mitzvah. And that's limited to the dal and minim. Suk is more chomer. Suk is day and night. Sukkah shein oheges boi elaskeb yamim. Eino dish lo tov elab arbas aminim. If lulav, which is more kal, because it only is a mitzvah during the day, so sukkah, which is more chamor, so surely it should only be from the dalan minim. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda called din shadadon tchilas alachre v'sof alahak elen odin. No, it's going to end up being a kula. Why? Halomas abrat mi'arbas aminim. What if you don't find dalan minim? Yeshiv le below sukkah. You're not going to build a sukkah. V'amar tar teishu basukkah. Sukkah shall call davar. You're going to think that you're not doing a mitzvah if you use other things. That's going to be a kula, and therefore they knock out the kal vachomer. V'chein Ezra, also the pasuk in Ezra tells us that they built sukkahs with other things. V'chein Ezra amar v'ashe yeshmiu v'avir kol ha'chol ha'reim v'yerushalayim v'lemar tzu ha'har. Look in the continuation. V'haviu alei zayis v'alei etz shemen v'alei hadas v'alei tmarim. All these things. La'aso sukkos kakasuv. So the pasuk in Ezra says they used all different materials for the mitzvah of a sukkah. So we know the mitzvah of sukkah, we have the machlokes, whether the mitzvah of sukkah, Rabbi Kiva Belezer, is ananei akavid or sukkos mamish. or Sukkos Mamish. Remember the thought of the Mabit. The Mabit writes, why is it that out of the three mitzvahs that we had in the Midbar, the three Nisim, the Be'er and Anani Akavet and the Mun, we only have a holiday for one of them? We don't have a holiday for the Be'er, and we don't have a holiday for the Mun. We have a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, but you would think only the Anani Akavet. Right? Why is that the only one? Right? The Gemara in Tainis, they're Keneged, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Why is that the only one? So it explains the Mabit, because really, Hashem took us out, millions of people, to the desert without anything. So he has to give us bread and water. He has to give us basics. Again, he did it in a miraculous way, but that was his fault, so to speak. Right? So he had to do it. So Mon and Be'er. So those are things that were necessities. That's why we don't make a holiday for that. The Anani HaKavod, was that necessity? Right? It made things easier. Our shoes grew with us. There were no hand-me-downs. There was no potholes. There were no mountains, right? Flattened. And so it made it easier. But that wasn't as much of a necessity as the others. And therefore, the Anani HaKavod, we have a holiday for. That really reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Period. Continue. Chazar, Rabbi Yehuda v'donu din acher. So now we're back to the Chametz discussion, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, only burning, and the Chachamim say, hashpasaso b'chol davar. So they tried a kavachomer from pigal and nosar, that didn't work. So chazar, Rabbi Yehuda v'donu din acher. Chametz azar b'achila v'nosar azar b'achila. Chametz is azar to eat, now we're going to have what's called a mamatzinu, just a comparison. Can't eat chametz, can't eat nosar, leftover. Mazeh b'sreifa, azeh b'sreifa. Just like nosar, there's a mitzvah to burn it, so to chametz there's a mitzvah to burn. Amrulo, the chamsi back, what do you mean? Just because it's usher to eat, you have to burn it? Nevela tochiach. What about nevela? Shehi asura b'achila v'ena b'sreifa. Right? Nevela will prove that that's not true, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Nevela is usher to eat, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. Amalahen, he says back to him, okay, let me reformulate. Chametz asura b'achila u'bahana. V'nosar asura b'achila u'ana. Chametz is usher to eat and to get benefit from. And so to nosar is usher to eat and to get benefit from. We're not sure exactly where he gets that from. Where do we know that nosar is usher to get benefit from? Unclear, but he assumes that. So you compare chametz to nosar because they're both usher b'achila b'ana. V'al tochiach nevela she'en usher b'ana. And nevela is not usher b'ana. So don't compare nevela. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you another one. The Chachamim say, Amru lo, v'yishar aniskal yochiach. An ox that's going to be stoned will prove. Shehu usher b'achila u'bahana. V'eino b'sreifa. That's an example. That's usher b'achila b'ana like chametz. And yet you don't have to burn it. So therefore, doesn't that disprove your shita Rabbi Yehuda? Amalehen, okay, let me rephrase again. Chametz asur b'achila u'bana v'chayav anav kares. V'nosar asur b'achila u'bana v'chayav anav kares. You have all three. V'al yochiach shor haniskal she'en chayav anav kares. If somebody eats a shor haniskal, there's no chayav kares. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. I compare chametz to nosar because it's comparable in three ways. Achila, hana, and kares. So Gemara says again, I'll prove it to you. Amalehen, what do you mean? Amalehen, v'hare chaylev shor haniskal yochiach. The chalev, the non-kosher fat of the shor haniskal, will prove that you don't have to burn everything in this context. Why? Because the chalev is chayev kares. Shuaser b'achila u'bana v'chayev anav kares v'ena b'sreifa. So Rabbi Yehuda, you're stuck. So he says, no, let me try again. Amar lehen chametz aser b'achila u'bana v'chayev anav kares v'yesh lo zman. Not only is chametz aser to eat and hana and it's kares and it's totally on time. Right? Chametz only becomes aser on Pesach and not aser after Pesach. The nosar asur b'achila b'ana v'chayav anav kares v'yesh lo zman, and nosar is also totally on time. Right? It's an iser that is kind of the opposite. Once, nosar you have to burn, and after a certain time it becomes asur. So to chametz, you can eat it, and then after a certain time it becomes asur. Val yochiach chilav shor haniskal she'en lo zman. Chilav shor haniskal has nothing to do with time. So Gemara says, one more, amru lo v'hare asham talui. If you have nosar of an asham talui, b'shitascha yochiach, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, right, this is a machlokas referenced elsewhere. It's a machlokas in Temura Daf Lamed Gimel. The Carbonator quotes it. Rabbi Yehuda says the leftover of an Asham Talui has to be buried, not burned. No Asham Talui Yochiach. What if you have a leftover? Shehu, if it's no sar, or if it's, let's say you lost it and then you found it. So Rabbi Yehuda, you say just because it's Asur Bachila Ubahana and Chayev Kares and Talui on time, you're saying all those things mean that you have to burn it. The noser of Asham Tali will prove that you're wrong. Because you say, Rabbi Yehuda, that's buried, not burned. So it doesn't fit to your rule. The Shasak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have an answer to that last point. But this is really what he holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Bir Chametz L'Abasreifa, the Makar is Nosar. Makar is Nosar. And again, that's what we try to do L'Chadchila, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, we try to go like Rabbi Yehuda L'Chadchila, Ein Bir Chametz L'Abasreifa, and we burn it. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. But do we burn every last one? We may ikra din paskin like the Rabbanan. Hashpasavsa b'chol davar. Right? We even have a Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or says that eating chametz is part of the mitzvah of tashbisu. And therefore, you know, it's very inclusive in any chametz that we dispose of in any way, even if it goes into us. You know, that's part of the mitzvah of tashbisu, hashpasa. But either way, there's a lot here on all of these dafin to talk about sukkah and tumas yoledes and shara niskal. It's one of those fun dafim that if we had more time, we would go into all of these. But we'll have to stop here by Shazar Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll continue these issues of chametz and the like. Okay, we'll stop here.